Morovati, your host. And today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to create and cause oneness inside and out. How are you doing today? How do you feel about yourself today? How is life treating you? Or should we say, how are you treating life? I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah, knowing that each breath is the breath of life, and with this breath you bring yourself into the present moment with me, my guest, and with all. I want you to know that my intention is really, really to bring oneness on this planet, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to be doing so with this radio, Infinite Love Radio, where we are all one. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer and a meditation to create oneness inside and out, to reveal the love within our hearts, and to create oneness with God, the divine, and all that there is. Followed by my special guest, Christiane Scholl, who is an inspirational prosperity speaker and coach. She's the creator of the Prosperity Circle. She's a certified breathwork practitioner. And she's the author of What You Speak Is Seeking You. Her website is www.christianshow.com. I'm looking forward and delighted to speaking with her after this prayer and meditation. So I invite you to just be very comfortable wherever you are. Wherever you are, know that you're not alone, that the divine presence of love, healing, and all that there is, the light of the universe, is within you, surrounding you, and protecting you. Know this to be the truth in the present moment. I invite you to allow yourself to be present with these words, as these words are intended to create oneness, an awakening, an awareness inside you, therefore creating oneness outside of you. I invite you again to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah. Why exhale with an ah? Let it go, let it go. I know, life is tough, there's pain, there's expectations. I know, there's pain. In the mind, in the body, in the soul. Yes, we're all going through it together. That's why in this moment we can cause goodness. We can cause miracles and grace and unity and oneness and open up our hearts to create healing within every cell in our being together. Yes, together. Again, I invite you to take another deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah, allowing yourself to be relaxed in this moment. Relax so you can enjoy this show, enjoy the present moment, enjoy what life has to offer. Even though we have challenges, yes, even though we have pain in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls, yes, we're all going through it again together. In this moment, I declare that I love you. For we are all one. I ask you to love yourself and declare, I love myself. I invite you, I encourage you to repeat these words to your subconscious mind, to the universe, to all that there is, to your own soul creating oneness. In this moment, I am grateful for who I am, what I represent, what I stand for in life. In this moment, I'm grateful to God and all that there is, for all that, all the gifts that have been provided for us, this bountiful, abundant nature of God everywhere present, in us and outside of us. In this moment, I invite you to place your hand on your heart, the seat of your soul, the presence of God, the presence of truth inside you. Feel your heart. Feel your heart. Allow your heart to be open to love. Allow your heart to awaken to your truth in this present moment. Allow your heart to heal your pain, to heal your suffering, to heal the blockages. Allow yourself to be present in this moment. In this moment, God is in your heart. God is in your mind. God is in your physical body as you, as your divine emanation of all that there is. Know that the support of the universe is here in the present moment. Let us all together release the past and release any expectations and attachments to the future so that we may again experience the present moment. We are all looking for love, all you beautiful people. We're always in search of love, but know that love is not outside of you. Love is inside of you. When you recognize the love within yourself, head to toe, you cherish yourself. You care for yourself. You accept yourself. You appreciate yourself. Therefore, being fulfilled inside, therefore being open to the outside world. Remember, causing and creating oneness inside, wholeness inside, awakens us to the wholeness and the oneness outside of us. In this moment again, I invite you to take another deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. Appreciating yourself, appreciating God, the divine, the allness, oneness, source, creator, divine intelligence of all that there is, this creative energy. Our Creator, we appreciate you. We love you. We know that you love us. We know that we are not alone in this journey. We know that we all have each other. All we have to do is open up our eyes, open up our hearts, and be willing to see the truth inside of ourselves. To see the truth as God's presence within each of your children, God. Thank you. We love you, we appreciate you. And in this moment of truth, we say, and so it is, amen, amen. All you beautiful people out there, thank you for being present. As we unite, as we pray, as we meditate, we feel the peace within our hearts, we feel the joy within. We know that we are one with all that there is, therefore we can be grateful for every single thing that we have in our lives. We can be grateful. Thank you for being present. Again, I invite you to take another deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. Feeling good, feeling alive, seeing yes, saying yes to life. Knowing that when we say yes to life, we're aligned, we're attuned to life, and life says yes back to us. Thank you. And now, I'm delighted to invite our guest. Christiane Scholl, again, is an inspirational prosperity speaker and coach. She's the creator of the Prosperity Circle. She's a certified breathwork practitioner and rebirther. She does private and group prosperity and breathwork sessions. She's the author of What You Speak Is Seeking You. I love that. And again, her website is www.christianshoal.com. She's a beautiful person inside and outside, just like you. So,
hello.
Without further ado, Christian, hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I have, you know how life intrudes on reality? I have a little nephew calling me in the background.
Where?
So,
where is your nephew calling you from?
He's calling me from the top of the stairs. So it's how life intrudes on...
on live radio. That's
how
okay.
Life intrudes on the reality of everything. Here we are.
Yes, to be
so
honest.
So he's standing with me here.
Yes, let's say hello to him.
So...
let's include him in
Michelle,
the one.
Michelle, I'm including him. His name is Gabriel. It's actually perfect because he's named after the Archangel Gabriel.
Mm.
So the Archangel of communication.
Yes, yes.
You know, so I say to him all the time that he's very connected to the divine. So it's perfect that he would come. He'd find his way to this interview.
Absolutely. The law of attraction attracts
him. The law of attraction. He's absolutely a little love being. He's just the sweetest little boy. Anyway, so here
and
we are.
All children are delicious, and they're so pure. They're so pure.
That is absolutely, and they're the most incredible teachers, if we let them be our teachers. And, you know, they show you that it's about flowing with what is, which is essentially, you know, fundamental to any of our, to your work, to my work in the world. It's all about being with the reality of what is and saying yes to all of it.
Yes, yes, saying yes to life, saying yes to perfect health and abundance and prosperity. Will you please briefly tell us about what is a prosperity speaker and coach?
I'm sorry, what is a prosperity?
Speaker and coach for you.
Oh,
yes.
Well, you know, it derives directly from my work with the Prosperity Circle, which is a weekly gathering, in-person gathering that I do for 12 people. Usually it's about 12 people. And I was guided to do that work to create the Prosperity Circle in October of 2000 when I was in the midst of struggling with issues around my own self-worth and my belief in my ability to flourish and so on. So my work as a coach derives directly from that and from also from my work, my work that takes precedence,
mm-hmm.
which is as a breathwork practitioner, which I'm kind of, it's a long-winded way of answering you, but it all really stems from my work as a breathing practitioner and rebirther, which is really about opening yourself to your own, you know, to being more of a conduit for the divine, for yourself, for others, and really coming from a place of aliveness and love for life.
That's wonderful, Christian. But before we move on to the breath work, now there is some people that think prosperity is only money. For me, prosperity is everything. It's beautiful relationships, it's perfect health, it's the bountiful of food and everything that's available for us, created by God, as a gift from God. And so when you're talking about your prosperity speaker and you have this prosperity circle, is this only about money?
Or? No, not... In fact, no. It's money is a big part of prosperity. It's one of the tools that we use in our world to prosper. You know, it's an exchange, medium of exchange, money. But prosperity really is a state of well-being. It's a state of loving your life, loving who you are. It all comes from loving who you are, loving, accepting, appreciating who you are, and appreciating your life.
So you mean prosperity is not out there somewhere for us to chase?
Prosperity is the more you feel it inside, the more you will attract it outside. It's an energy. Everything in the universe is energy. So the more you're coming from a place of, I love who I am, I love what I do, I'm capable, I love... You know, whatever task, whatever talent you have in the world, the more you love it and appreciate it, and the more you are consciously asking to be doing more of that in the world and to being of service in the world through your talents, the more you will be prospered. It's an exchange. The energy you're sending out is coming back to you multiplied.
Right. couple of years ago, I was doing some meditation and clearing on a subconscious level for myself about money.
Yeah.
And what came through for me, it was beautiful how it came through. As I saw the light, I felt the presence of God. And what came to me is that, for me, you know, money is God's love in action,
mm-hmm.
connecting people to people.
That's exactly right. Well, that's one of the most ancient principles I've ever read about money, that money is God in action, that in the hands of each one of us, it can be a benevolent and powerful tool. You know, the more conscious you are about how you're dispersing your money and circulating it, and if you circulate it, you know, one of the best things I've ever learned is that, you know, circulate your money with joy. It will come back to you in the same way. Don't circulate it from a place of stinginess or, oh, I've got to hold on to this, because if you circulate it that way, it's going to come back that way. You'll suddenly, the following week, need to fix your car, and that $300 that you were saving or hoarding will suddenly be needed in service to that, because fear attracts, you know, circumstances that reflect your fear.
I see.
Or your anxiety.
So you mean the intention behind spending the money is important?
The intention behind spending the money is absolutely critical. It's about money is a tool of exchange, that the more love you're sending out, you know, the more love you feel for yourself, the more love you send out. When I pay a bill, I now write on the check, thank you, and I send it out consciously with love. I say, may this prosper, you know, AT&T. May it prosper, Singular Wireless, or whomever it is I'm paying. I'm on the phone with you, so I'm thinking in terms of, you know, communication tools, phones, and that sort of thing. But that you send it out with love. You send it out with joy, knowing that you have more than enough at all times, that you're always in the flow of money. The more you're sending it out with that level of energy, the more it's going to be returned to you in that way. Someone's going to say, oh, I've got to call Michelle because, you know, I love working with Michelle. You know, I love, you know, what she does. I'm going to hire her to do this. You know, that's how it works. And when we're in a place of fear, we often contract our hearts. You know, we shut our hearts. We hold back on our love for ourselves and others. And when we go into that contraction, everything else stops in our life too.
Right.
So you want to be in the flow.
Every time I pay my bill, I write love, peace, and blessings on the envelope and the return envelope.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
So good. I just feel really good. You know, forget.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about oneness, isn't it? I mean, if you're feeling loving, you're going to attract love. If you're feeling, you know, judgmental or angry, you're going to attract that. So, it's wonderful that you do that, because then the person who receives it is being blessed,
yes.
And their good feeling is coming back to you.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So none of us really, really, to be honest, like to write bills, right, beautiful people out there? It's the truth. Who likes to write bill after bill after bill? So knowing that we have to, this is part of the physical world, so why don't we just do it
with love.
Accepting, mm-hmm. Yeah, accepting what is, that we have bills to pay. Yeah, and do it joyfully and lovingly, right?
In fact, what you were saying earlier was at the opening of this, you know, of the show, was having gratitude for what is. And what I wanted to say was, you know, gratitude for everything, including the bill that sits in front of you, you don't know how you're going to pay. That the more you can get into the practice of gratitude for everything, the more you will be in an energy that is absolutely the highest, most irresistible, most magnetic energy on the planet, which will draw to you everything that lives in that vibration. In other words, if you have gratitude, you know, thank you for this bill. I don't know exactly how I'm going to pay it right now, but you know what? I know that something miraculous is coming. I know that, you know, and suddenly, you know, people report all the time to me that they will get a check out of the blue from, you know, some refund check that matches the exact sum of money that was needed to pay that whatever bill it was, you know.
Yes.
And it happens because they were more willing to be in gratitude than they were to be in fear. And I think that's really the key switch, is that if you can move yourself out of fear and not get so focused and caught up in the temporal, you know, in the immediate, oh my God, that bill, but be in the gratitude that you know it's going to be taken care of. And in that energy, then, you call in incredible opportunity and miracles.
Yes, and take baby steps, I say. You know, it's a new habit, creating a new habit of going from fear to gratitude.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, because we will all be pitched back into the valley. You know, we all have our, you know, our trigger points that get us into fear or get us into anger or get us, it's a process. It's a learning. We're all learning.
And even teachers do.
Oh, well, yes, absolutely. I know very intimately that's what I do in my work, and I'm, you know, even there are times when I, even the last couple of days, notice myself judging myself for certain things and thinking, well, how is it you're doing this if you're, you know, and I realize, but I'm in process too. I'm in process too. And I think that's certainly what I want is a teacher who's in process too, because it's easier to learn from someone who's willing to be transparent about their own so-called mistakes or areas that they still need to grow in, I think, anyway.
Absolutely, because for sure, we're all here to grow, and we can grow together. We can choose to be hard on ourselves, and we can, you know, choose to accept what is, and what is that we are growing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're growing, we can experience pain and doubt and judgments, be aware. What I always do, Krishi and the beautiful people out there, listeners, I ask myself, what is my learning here? What is my spiritual learning? And when
mm-hmm.
the learning comes to me, I get the learning, and it just kind of like dissolves the judgment.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it dissolves.
That's a beautiful. It's a beautiful question to ask. What is my learning?
Yeah, what
you know, someone else said to me, and I've often used it as, what's great about this? What can I see in this? What's great about this? What does this cause me to do that causes me to look in a new direction or causes me to grow, you know?
Yes, yes, for sure. And self-inquiry, self-observation, self-realization, the more we go inside and ask ourselves questions, the more freeing it is, the more
mm-hmm.
we become
mm-hmm.
aware of who and what we are.
Yes.
So, yeah, fear plays a big role in people's lives, even in mine, when it comes to money and paying bills and responsibility for children and the future. So I say, stay in the present moment, you know, create and cause from the present moment, as you say, joyfully, with gratitude and with love.
It takes practice, and it takes a certain discipline, and there are some days when each one of us just doesn't do it because we get too, we succumb to the trance of the old paradigm of fear or whatever, and or judgment, and it's easier to go there than it is to shift into a higher, you know, frequency or higher, you know, higher consciousness. But I think that's what to be aspired to practice a little more each day, practice more love for yourself, more gratitude. And the teacher of mine once said to me, in the midst of the worst situation, in the midst of when you think you can't go on, that you find that this is the time to love yourself more. This is the time not to shut down your heart to yourself and judge yourself, but in fact to open your heart even more to love yourself more.
Isn't that interesting? It's the opposite of what us human beings would think, that when it's difficult, when we're in that state, low vibration, we usually want to shut down and close ourselves to everyone. Well,
yes.
Well, the truth of it is, no, it's time to love yourself, appreciate yourself, and actually open up.
Yes, yes. Well, absolutely. And you know, really, and it's, I think it's really the fundamental reason so many people are encouraged to get into charitable work or, you know, is that you discover there's someone who needs you more than you thought you were needed, or who, you know, is going through something even more challenging than you are. And so when you see that, you're more able to have gratitude for you, and then when you extend yourself in service to others, you receive so much more than you're even giving, you know? And you, by that, by the byproduct of that is more self-love.
Beautiful. So to introduce Christian Shore for all of our listeners that may have joined in, welcome. Christian Shore is an inspirational prosperity speaker, coach, creator of the Prosperity Circle, certified breathwork practitioner. She's the author of What You Speak Is Seeking You, and her website is www.christianshore.com. Christian, how can people contact you?
They can email me at my you know, email address, which is christiane@christianshul.com, and that's christiane at christiane, and shul is shull.com. Sorry, it's so elaborate. And And they can also call me at 310-592-0943. I'm based in Los Angeles.
Based in Los Angeles. Beautiful. So tell us more about the Prosperity Circle. You have this on a weekly basis?
I have it on a weekly basis, and I'm actually planning to take it on tour across the United States and Canada in 2008, and then on to the UK and Europe and so on. It's been a dream of mine for quite some time. And the Prosperity Circle is basically an intimate, experiential, dynamic gathering of 12 people who come together to support each other to prosper more in all areas of their lives. And the purpose of the circle is really to assist people to identify where their consciousness is at and what is in their way of believing they can manifest what they love in any area, you know, whether it's more financial, you know, wealth, whether it's more love, more loving relationships, whether it's better work or more work in line with their true purpose in life or whatever. And the main core message of my work is say yes to your dreams and to who you are. Because at the fundamental level, what I found in my own journey to developing a prosperity consciousness, which is really the goal of the circle, is to assist people to develop the consciousness of prosperity so that they can create what they love in their lives. And what I discovered was until I really connected to who I really am and to really loving and accepting and appreciating myself, I could not really prosper. I might make money, you know, doing something, you know, that I thought was terrific, but I would never feel that wealth in the sense of feeling worthy or wealthy until I really connected with loving who I was and what I was doing in the world and feeling that it was meaningful.
Is there a particular reason that there's 12 people in the Prosperity Circle?
Well, you know, it was a guidance. It just came, you know, I mean, of course, it has all kinds of religious, you know, everyone says, well, you know, Jesus had 12 disciples and all that, you know, the 12.
Right.
And there's all kinds of things, 12, 12, 12. Really, it was guidance, and really, it was what I discovered worked best in terms of the vibration, the frequency that's created when 12 people are together. It's a co-creative. There's such a momentum in the circle. I find it every time. It's a magical momentum that happens, and people are really shifted. Now, I've worked with far less than 12 people. I've worked with 3 people or 4 people or 6 people or 8 people. I work with whomever shows up. You know, that's always been my my goal and my commitment is whomever shows up I work with. And sometimes it's just been myself in the room.
I've heard that's who I have to work with is myself. I've heard that from several practitioners that put a time, let's say from 7 to 8 p.m., they're doing a gratitude session or a prosperity session, and sometimes nobody showed up, but they spend that hour by themselves doing the work on themselves.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I would talk to God. I would talk to the divine. I feel I'm, you know, very connected to my own, you know, I have my own relationship with Source, with the divine, and I would just say, okay, well, what's this about? What is it? You know, what is it that I'm supposed to learn? What is it that I'm supposed to receive from this? How can I, you know, whatever the question is, I just know it in the moment when I'm there.
Yeah. So, you know, what I get is that in this consciousness of oneness, whatever question you ask yourself or I ask myself really pertains to the oneness, the consciousness, for example, of the listeners out there. So I invite the listeners to pay, you know, very carefully listen to the questions that, for example, I ask myself or Christiane asks herself, because it pertains to everyone. Don't you think, Christiane?
Totally. I mean, I notice this all the time in my work that I will be struggling with something and I will come to my prosperity circle and there will be 6 to 8 people in the room struggling with the same thing. You know, that we're all so connected that oftentimes what we're processing is what the planet is processing, you know. And, you know, moving from fear to love, really trusting that fear no longer is an energy that really protects you, you know, the way we've sometimes considered that fear, well, you have to be fearful and you have to be cynical because that's safe, that keeps you safe. You know, moving more into a spirit of love and loving what is and loving everyone and loving the situation and being grateful for it, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I find people are really testing and shifting in their lives is that from the old paradigm to the new.
Thank you for being such an inspiration for humanity, you know, to causing an opening, causing a revelation for people to really release their blocks to prosperity, which is in the here and the now, so that we can
Thank
all
you.
we can all breathe in what is here, the gift of God right here. Talking about breathing in, so you're a certified breathwork practitioner. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, you know, breathwork was what I was introduced to in the mid-80s, or at least maybe even the late 80s, in Toronto, Canada, in fact. I was at the end of a relationship that was at the end of a relationship, basically, and the therapist that I saw had the wisdom to say to me, listen, you're very savvy intellectually. You get these concepts. You could go on and write a thesis about this, but it's not going to help you. You need to make a connection between your, you know, he said you need to make a connection between your head and your heart, and breath work is a great way there. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I ever heard that. And I then, you know, explored who was doing this work, and actually, just as by chance, you know, ran into someone who was teaching it, and ended up studying with them and doing the work with them, and becoming a practitioner myself.
Right. So touching on what you just said, it's aligning the mind and the heart.
The mind,
harmony.
The heart, the body, the spirit. It is really a physical, a physiological, an emotional, an intellectual, a spiritual process, you know. And it is really about the breath is life. The breath is the power of the breath is a bridge linking the conscious with the unconscious. And so oftentimes in our lives, we can be walking around saying, oh, I'm wonderful, I'm deserving of wealth, I'm deserving of a great love, I'm all of these things, and yet what we keep manifesting is the exact opposite, because we're manifesting the unconscious beliefs, patterns that have not yet been brought to the surface for clearing and healing and transformation. So the breath is a wonderful way of bringing things to the surface that need clearing, and gently. You know, it doesn't have to be a difficult, painful process. It can be gentle and loving, which the breath is. And I found that, and the principles that underlie this work, of course, are that thought is creative. Your thought creates your results, and that you are 100% responsible for how you interpret your reality, how you experience it.
And breathing brings one into the present moment.
Into the present moment, exactly. Into the present, and connect opens you to your own connection to the divine, and you know, and.
Mm-hmm. I want to share briefly with the listeners and with you what I went through yesterday, as I was introduced to a healer that does energy work with the divine and also certain massage techniques. I have never, ever experienced such anything like this.
Wow.
So he said, lie on the table. I've never experienced anything like this. His name is Master Adam Healer. I encourage everyone. I never do this. I really don't promote other people than my guests, but he's magnificent. Check out his website. I've never experienced anything like this. So he said, lie down and start to breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. I mean, I've never breathe in and out like this so much.
Uh-huh,
so he started to press on some pressure points. Christian, you cannot believe, listeners. I started to cough and cough and cough and release toxins through my cough. I've never experienced anything like this. And I realized the power of breath, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Allows us to be in the present moment, and as we exhale, we can exhale all the toxins.
Exactly. You release the old. Exactly. Yeah. There are all kinds of, you know, when I once looked up on the internet, all, you know, under breath work, there are thousands of modalities that employ the breath. The breath is extraordinary, and I would love to know about this man, this healer. I mean, I'm completely open to many, 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 many different modalities. I think there's many ways to the destination we're seeking, which is really oneness and joy and a sense of peace with ourselves and the universe and so on. And it's wonderful what you're describing. What you're describing is when you discover something as simple as and as present in you, your breath.
Yes.
Your breath itself is a healing force in you.
Now, is there a specific breath that you work with people? Is it a yoga breath?
It's a conscious circular connected breath. In other words, it's not something I would recommend anybody does at home alone. It's something you should be doing with a practitioner for at least 10 sessions before you really try to do it yourself. Too much can come up, too much, you know, energy, everything, you know, the unconscious is often pre-verbal. You know, it's long before you were able to articulate. You were a little baby. You were even a fetus. You were, you know, in the womb. You were picking up energy while in the womb, and it's not articulated, but it's energy that's moving through you and that's creating results in your life. And so that's why we say, you know, work with a practitioner for at least 10 sessions before you try to do this on your own, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a conscious circular breath, so you're breathing, you're connecting your inhale with your exhale. It's like a wave washing into shore and a wave washing out. And in the breath, in the breathing process, a trained practitioner can really see where someone, where their blocks are, because the breath is really a metaphor for your life. If you're contracted breath, you probably, there's a lot of holding back in your life. If you, the more expanded you become, the more safe you are with your own breath, the more safe you are with your feelings, you know, with a full expression of your feelings, the more safe you are with life.
Right, right.
It's all about becoming more fully alive and fully at peace with who you are and what you feel.
Isn't this all that we want, to be at peace and be healthy? And everyone, breathing is free.
Yeah,
no,
breathing is free, yeah.
It's everywhere. You can do it at any time. You can do it by yourself or with other people.
And, you know, that's very true. And it's very true. And even people who, you know, who are in the midst of, you know, an angry moment or something, or a sad moment, you know, if you just take a moment and breathe, just let yourself breathe and feel the feelings, you know, let yourself cry, let yourself, you know, be upset, you know, bring, you know, as a Tibetan master taught one of my teachers, bring it on, you know, because most of us have been taught to suppress and to cut ourselves off, which is what actually creates the problems later on.
Right.
We haven't been given ourselves full permission to complete the feeling.
I love that. Bring it on.
Bring it
be
on.
Yourself.
Yeah, bring it on. Yes. Bring it on. You know,
bring
let me feel
on.
This. Yeah,
no,
let me
you
feel
know, it. I didn't have to touch upon it again, my experience yesterday. You know, 2 years ago, I had a really, I had a near-death accident where I was struck by an SUV while I was a pedestrian.
Just
for
extraordinary.
2 years, I've been working on myself for 2 years on an unconscious level, healing, this, that. Yet yesterday, Christiane and all the listeners, I still released from my hip as the healer was pressing on a pressure point. I was still holding on from that accident. And another thing, I was holding on from giving birth to my son.
Oh, absolutely. This is precisely it.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. This is exactly right. And people can be holding in the cells of their body the anesthesia that their mother, you know, the injections of the anesthesia their mother received during their birth. Because, of course, the fetus absorbs everything as a sponge. And the relationship between the fetus and the mother is often more psychic than it is physical. So what the mother is feeling and what's going on in her environment with her husband and, you know, if the child's wanted and whatever, the trauma, if there's trauma at birth and so on, all of that can be lodged energetically in the cells of the body.
Yeah.
And so through the breath work, all of that comes, you know, comes up. So I'm fascinated with this man's work that you described, because
so
beautiful, it's beautiful.
Like,
it's just beautiful. I just,
I,
you know,
for one
praise.
1 hour I was coughing. I've never, ever experienced anything like that. You know, it's not an advertising, but while I say, check out him, he's Master Adam Healer. While, you know, everyone, there's a law of attraction. I was attracted to him. The divine brought him into my life. You can also visit Christiane Shaw at her website, learn more about her breath work. Let me introduce you again to all the listeners that may have just joined us. We're speaking to delightful Christiane Shaw, who's an inspirational prosperity speaker and coach, creator of the Prosperity Circle, certified breathwork practitioner and rebirther, and author of What You Speak Is Seeking You. I love that title. Tell us more about your book and where we can get it.
I'd love to tell you more about my book. What You Speak Is Seeking You is a book about prosperity consciousness, and it's made up of affirmations. Much of the content has been derived from the work I've done with my circle. And it's about stories and anecdotes from my own life about the journey to moving from fear and poverty consciousness into a greater prosperity consciousness. It's about cultivating more love, appreciation, and gratitude in your life for who you are, what you have, and everything and everyone in it, in your life. Love, appreciation, and gratitude, as I discovered, are the highest vibrations in the universe. And if people leave the call with nothing more than those three words and practice love, appreciation, and gratitude in their lives, they will be, their lives will be transformed. It's just, everyone discovers it, and it's just like magic. It's like magic, putting magic into your life, you know, really. But the title, What You Speak Is Seeking You, and I love that you love that title, is that
I do.
Is that it literally descended upon me at about 4 a.m. one morning, like a little cloud, like a, not even a cloud, but a little dusting of words above my head. And I woke up at about 4 a.m. or so, and I heard, What You Speak Is Seeking You. And I had been praying for a title. I said, you know, I'd finish this book. And
did your angel say that to you?
Well, I would think so. I would think that if some angelic guide that I have, and I have many, I mean, I have little, I'm sure there's an Irish imp because I have someone, something, some spirit with a very fine sense of humor who comes in now and again and cracks me up. But this one was, What You Speak Is Seeking You.
I really got that when you said that.
Did you?
Yeah, it's really amazing. Like, ooh, I'm getting chills.
Yeah, that's right, and I'm getting chills too. It's exactly that. I feel like there's always, you know, I think in calls like this, in this interview, Michelle, we do have a gathering of forces from you know, from the non-physical plane, you know, of guides and spirits and angelic presences. I feel them. I feel it all around me now. And I remember waking up and saying, oh, it's 4 a.m. Do you think I could maybe go to sleep? Come back to me in a little while. You know, and then I thought, you know, I better get up now and write that down or I'll forget it.
Mm.
But it's just the most perfect title because it embodies the message of my work, which is what you speak is seeking you. That is, what you speak in thought, word, feeling, and action seeks you. The universe is seeking to say yes to your thoughts, to your words, to your feelings, most importantly, and to your action that is derived from how you feel, you know. If you feel like a failure, you're not going to take the same action if you feel that you would if you felt like a success. So whatever you're sending out, if you're the more conscious and cultivating, the more you're cultivating a consciousness that you're sending into the world, then the more the universe can bring you exactly what you love.
Right. How do you feel about affirmations?
I love affirmations. I mean, there are people who say they don't work. And
right.
The truth is that affirmations are a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way, a beautiful tool of helping you shift your consciousness and reprogramming your consciousness. To begin to, it's almost like training, being on training wheels. That's what affirmations are. Because you're coming from a place where you're saying, oh, I'm a failure. Look, I'm whatever. I'm 55 and I can't change my career because I'm 10 years from retirement and, you know, and I can't do it. I should have done it when I was 25 or 35. Well, if you think that way, you will continue to, you know, provide yourself with evidence that that's true. But if you begin to say, I'm willing to see that I can change my career, you know, you begin in, again, baby steps. You work your way. You know I feel like I can't, but I'm willing to believe I can. I'm willing to allow the universe to show me how I can shift my career to doing what I love.
Right.
So it's a tool like turning a dial on the radio. It helps you to begin to shift more and more towards the direction you're seeking. It's a statement that delivers the result that you're asking for. So if you're saying I'm not capable, you're going to prove that. So which and what I say to people all the time, you've been masterful at manifesting what you don't want. That's the good news.
Exactly.
You proved that you've got the power to manifest what you don't want. Yay!
Now turn
it around and manifest what you do.
I
know. Because you
that.
Have the power.
We're masters of what we don't want.
Listen, the reason I say that is because I was masterful at manifesting what I didn't want. I was a champion, Olympic champion, at manifesting what I did not want. I was also, you know, in the past a master complainer. And because I thought there was virtue there, I thought it was being honest, I thought it was that it would get me somewhere. I didn't realize it wouldn't get me anywhere except to more of that.
Right. Christiane, let's give our listeners some powerful affirmations. Let's give them some.
I love myself as I am. I love myself exactly as I am, I would say.
Right. I am healthy and strong. I'm radiant and I'm confident. What else can we give them?
I am immersed in an opulent sea of love, money, and success.
Mm. powerful. I am one with all that there is.
I'm one
God
with all that there is.
In me at all times, available to me.
I'm a magnet for love. I'm willing to receive more than I ever have easily.
Let's stop right there with the magnet. Imagining. Let us all imagine that there is a magnet on our chest. Right? This magnet says love. And we're attracting love to ourselves. Oh.
I love that. I love
that.
I'm irresistible to love. I'm irresistible to money. Money loves me and I love money. I mean, you know, love loves me and I love love. I am that which I attract.
Right. You said money loves me and I love money. What about those people that say, hey, that's against, you know, that's against God.
The root of all evil?
Yes,
the worship, you know, actually the truth is the worship of money is the worship of money. In fact, what is truly the root of all evil is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is the root of all evil. And I remember hearing that in that movie, The Peaceful Warrior, in which Nick Nolte, who plays the great sage wise man, tells his apprentice that fear is the root of all evil. And if you look at that, it's profound. Fear leads people to violence. It leads people to creating lack. It leads to poverty. It leads to hoarding and lack of generosity and destruction of dreams and on and on and on.
Right. So when you say we love money, money is the presence of God as energy, as money. We love God.
Money is the presence of God. Money is, I say to people all the time, if you have an easier time with love, imagine that money is love, because money is and love are the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
That you are exchanging money for a service you've received. You're saying thank you to someone. It's love in action. It's God in action. It says, thank you. I so appreciate you. Here's your $100 for that service. And so the more that you're thinking in terms of giving love in the world, most of us have an easier time with love than we do with money because of these old, you know, myths and limiting beliefs about money.
Right, right. And touching back on your book, where can we get your book? Is it available on your website?
It's available at several bookstores and galleries throughout the United States, and people can find it in Los Angeles, for example. It's at the Spiral Staircase in Topanga Canyon. It's at Village Books in Pacific Palisades. It's at the Sacred Space in Santa Barbara, actually just in Summerlin, California, just outside of Santa Barbara. And for more information, they can go to my website at christianeschul.com. And it's available at Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia.
Beautiful.
Beach.
Beautiful.
And at various galleries in Arizona, various places across the, because it's a coffee table book. It's beautiful photography by Nicole Catano and words by me.
By you. Who else?
By me.
You. Beautiful. So all the listeners, you can check out her book at her website, and she has other beautiful offerings. And there's also a couple of prayers on the website that you can visit. For now, let's talk about the Ocean of Gratitude in February 28th,
yes,
coming up. Tell us more about that before.
Well, I've been invited to be a featured speaker on this Ocean of Gratitude cruise, which is just a beautiful event. It's leaving Fort Lauderdale on the 16th of February, and it's a week long. And Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith, who is, I'm sure, now famous for his role in The Secret, that very successful DVD film,
yes,
is going to be on board. And so is a doctor of chiropractic medicine, whose name is Dr. Darren Weissman. And he speaks about infinite love and gratitude. And so it's really really about taking sail, launching your life in 2008 into really a sea of gratitude. I mean, to be steeped in gratitude and love, and the consciousness of that for a week would be amazing for anyone. I'm really looking forward to being part of it.
Christian Schul. Can you imagine that?
And you can go online to find out more about it. It's theoceanofgratitudecruise.com.
Okay.
Oceanofgratitudecruise.com.
Yes, oceanofgratitudecruise.com.
Yeah.
What are you going to be speaking about? Prosperity?
I'm going to be speaking about what you speak is seeking you, really helping people to get to become masterful at their consciousness, at really seeing that they have their sculptors and orchestrators, and we're carving our reality via our words, our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. And the more conscious you become, the less laissez-faire you become, the less lazy you become, the less, oh, well, that's always the way reality is. The more you let go of those old patterns of consciousness and take on a consciousness that says, I am the creator, I'm a co-creator with God and the universe. And my choice is I'm going to create from my highest intentions. So really, that's one of the things I'm talking about. And also, I'm talking about love, appreciation, and gratitude as the highest vibrations in the universe. And really, that is a frame, that can be the frame around the picture of your life.
Mm. I always say, when you're feeling down, when you're, feeling worried and fearful and doubtful, just sit down. Grab a piece of paper and pen and just start writing what you're grateful for. It's magnificent.
It is magnificent.
Really opens up to our soul, to what is, to God. It really elevates our energy, and we just become more and more clear, and it just dissolves the old, which is an illusion.
Yeah.
That we're attached to, because the reality of the truth is in the present moment, that we're grateful for the roof over our head, for our clothes, for the food, mm-hmm. for all the, everything, every single thing, from the support, the flowers, the trees, the breath of life.
Seeing that everything is actually in perfect flow, that the fact that the old is coming up, the fact that those patterns are resurfacing, is actually perfection. You want them to come up. You want to see where it is you're stopped or blocked, or where it is you need to grow. The Hawaiian kahunas have a beautiful statement, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever in me created this situation. In other words, that there's something in us that draws to us the circumstances of our life that continues to help us, look at where it is we need to grow. I often say, what part of my mind is this? How is this showing up again? What part of my mind do I still need to heal?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a powerful place to come from, because then you're never a victim.
Yeah, and just accepting beautiful people, gorgeous, wise people, children of God, accepting that there's always things to work on, that we're here. And this is a practice, and it's a journey, and it's a process. When we accept that it's a process, then we can be at ease, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly, because it's the judgment that derails us. I find myself in my daily life when I fall into judgment or, why did I do that? Or how did I create that again? Or what this is about? Any of that kind of conversation, it derails me. And then I have to kind of remember, oh, yeah, okay. And even the derailment, I go, okay, I'm human. Okay, I'm learning. Okay, it's okay.
Right. And we all go through this because we're all human, but knowing that we're all here to support each other, the support is infinite. All we have to do is be open to support, open and allowing the love from person to person to flow and to create oneness. Christian, thank you. Before we close, do you have a short message for the people out there?
I would say to love, 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 love themselves, and to say yes, 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 yes to their dreams and to who they are.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you very much, Christian. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank
you're a lovely interviewer.
Thank you, honey. And your website again is www.christianshull.com. Thank
yes.
you. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. Please join me next week as our guest is Gabriela Castillo. She's an energy therapist. She works with both people and animals, people and animals. Very, very interesting. I visited her website, www.healertv.com. There's some beautiful pictures with her, with animals I invite you to look at, and I really got the love just through the internet, just through her website. I got the love. I invite you to go and visit. And for now, I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in. Breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. And breathe it out. Breathe out infinite love and give it to the whole world. Yes, to the whole world. for we are all one. For we are all one. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your presence. Thank you for being present with us. And don't forget to visit our website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download my free guided meditations and insights. There's also a site for my healing practice I invite you to visit. That's www.spiritualityinsightandout.com. You can subscribe to my daily insights, which I channel through my higher self every day, creating opening, creating oneness with yourself, with God, with all that there is. And you can as well email me for any suggestions. I invite you for any comments, any suggestions, any questions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsightandout.com. And so thank you so much. I bless you. I love you. You're supported. You're loved. God is in you and all around you. I'm Michelle Morovati. Thank you. Until next week, say yes to life. Thank you.